Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to our show tonight. We got a good one lined up for you. Call a friend. Tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy's on the air. You don't want to miss this very exciting message that we've got entitled tonight, The Watchers. We're going to talk to you about the divine and the diabolicals that are behind what is going on today in the earth. Let me give you some interesting news up to the minute of what's happened today as we come off the weekend. And ladies and gentlemen, we are still in perilous times, and maybe even more so than when we first encountered this. This is now in the fourth week of the bombing in Afghanistan, and the Taliban seems no more for the worse, as they are still daring us to send in the ground troops challenge, as they did the Russians. They took care of the Russians in 10 years. Oh, my friends, this is serious business. It may, as our president, Mr. Bush, said, it may take years to eradicate this problem as the world sees it. Let me give you some up-to-minute news as it is happening today, praise Yahweh. Well, our president today, in a press conference meeting with the Homeland Security team, and we understand that this security team is now being trained. The Homeland Security force is now in training, and it is real frightful to think about what's coming down the road for America with armed camps, nests of military deterrence across the nation on the highways and in the business places, as we are turning ourselves into an armed camp, and we do this all in the name of Homeland Security. Well, Prime Minister of Great Britain, Tony Blair, is meeting with the Israeli President Sharon, and then he is going to go over to Homeland Security team, and we understand that this security team is now being trained. The Homeland Security force is now in training, and it is real frightful to think about what's coming down the road for America with armed camps, nests of military deterrence across the nation on the highways and in the business places, as we are turning ourselves into an armed camp, and we do this all in the name of Homeland Security. Well, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Tony Blair, is meeting with the Israeli President Sharon, and then he is going to go over to meet with Mr. Arafat to try to bring a little bit of stability to that region, as they are killing today. Four Israelis were killed, that was late yesterday, and two Palestinians were killed in a shootout. So the killing and the murder goes on. 4,167, this is the official toll of the missing given by the Port Authority of New York. 4,167 still missing in the World Trade Towers. And toxic material is now beginning to pose a threat, as things are burning there that is not safe for some of the workers to be exposed to. And The CEO of United Airlines resigns today. The airlines are in trouble. They are to be bailed out by America, the taxpayer. The war, ladies and gentlemen, as of today, this don't include the cleanup in New York City, which is about $180 billion will be spent there cleaning up. We are now spending $1 billion a week just on the war. And that's not counting the payrolls for the military, the increased alert, and things of this nature. And that is a projected figure, of course, but it's $1 billion a week, very expensive war, on top of all the expense that we have already generated. The American taxpayer, or your children of the future, they're going to make sure that there is a deficit in the budget, and they are taking care of that today. Well, there is also reports that crack nuclear American and Israeli teams are training now in the event that Pakistan is overthrown and these militant Islamic fundamentalists seize power in Afghanistan or into Pakistan, that the nuclear bombs there, they have about 23 warheads, I understand here, and that our troops could go in and take the bombs away. Well, perilous times. Now, on the sick list, we have 8 people being treated for the anthrax virus that is now in the lungs of these, and this is the serious inhalation process, 8 of those. 30 people have tested positive in one form or another for anthrax as it keeps on coming, and they cannot find the source. 10,000 people are now taking antibiotics as a precautionary measure after they think that they have been exposed to anthrax in some way or other. Most of these are postal workers and those it's related to going in and testing for anthrax. Our Attorney General, Ashcroft, says and warns us, this is unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen, our government has now given us warnings that next week to go on full alert, we've been on full alert since September the 11th, that next week is a possible time that the terrorists might strike again. So we are in a nervous, nail-biting cliffhanger of suspense. And, of course, that's what terrorism is all about, is to keep you guessing and to keep this disruption, the economy, ladies and gentlemen, in America. We don't know how much longer that we can hold out as a people because hundreds of billions of dollars is being lost daily through the economy as we go trudging along in fear. People are less productive than they were before September 11th, and it's the apprehension. Of course, these warnings from our leaders don't help the situation a bit. Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, as we are now in the time of trouble such as we have never seen. Tonight we're going to talk about the Watchers. Call a friend. This is going to be interesting. I'm going to reread scriptures that I taught on in the opening of the seven seals and the blowing of the seven trumpets last week as we concluded Friday night. We got through the thousand-year reign episode, and we had a tremendous response from the people that wanted to know more about what's happening in the last day. So we're going to give you a view, a bird's-eye view from out there where these watchers are positioned to watch upon the earth. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are not alone in the universe. They are watchers, and these are the mighty ones. We're going to get into the scriptures relating to and for and why that these watchers are given jurisdiction over the earth. Now, we talked about the good guys, that's the good watchers, and then we have the bad watchers, and we have covered that quite well, so we don't think any further explanation of proof is needed that there are what we describe as bad angels. Now, these angels have power far in advance of mortal man. Flesh and blood man has no power to withstand these. As the scriptures have said, Satan can take you captive at his will. You say, well, if that's true, brother buddy, then what are we to do? Well, I've warned you. I am a watchman on the wall. I was called and ordained a prophet before I came in my mother's womb and was picked, hand chosen by Yahweh in the last days to bring forth some of the information that we are now providing you. We have much information that we don't share with our radio audience, and these are for personal teaching of the flock that comes to realize that we're in dangerous or perilous times and to get ready. We're talking about the seal of the Almighty in the forehead. We're going to start tonight in Revelations one more time. I've read this scripture about four times. I'm going to read it again for impact upon your psychic or your very being, that you may discern that we are indeed in a time of trouble, or the beginning of the time of trouble, spoken of in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, in Matthew chapter 24, and verse 22 through the remainder of the chapter there, where we have covered this well. But tonight we're going to give you the viewers, these remote viewers that look in on the situation on earth, and they are known in the Bible, they're spoken about. There is two scriptures that relate. All this is in the fourth chapter of the book of Daniel. We'll be going there shortly. So call a friend. And before I read the scripture here for you, I'd like to give you some more information that I covered 2 weeks ago. And my good friend from up in South Dakota reminded me again that this is now a reality. It's not something out of science fiction. And the headline here on this email that I received was the E-bomb, and terrorists can bill them for $400. Monday, October the 29th, that's the date that we are today. Tonight is Monday, October the 29th, and we are live and direct on Truth Radio, and in the blink of an eye, electromagnetic. I spoke to you about 2 or 3 weeks ago on this subject. Bombs could throw civilization back 200 years, and as we have said, terrorists, or anyone for that matter, can bill them for $400. This is a modified version. The United States of America is already working on this E-bomb, and probably, if the truth's known, already has it. The theory behind the E-bomb was proposed in 1925 by physicist Arthur H. Compton, not to build weapons, but to study atoms. Compton demonstrated that firing a stream of highly energetic photons into atoms that have a low atomic number causes them to eject a stream of electrons. Physicist students know this phenomenon as the Compton effect, and it became a key tool in unlocking the secrets of the atom. Now remember, I did a series of teachings, I have this on VHS tape, called The Alien Agenda, and we are now in the time that we will enter into what is known as the photon belt. That is, time will increase. If you've noticed that you don't have as much time as you used to have, this is the reason why. Time is being speeded up. Now, to speed up time means to shorten days. And the Bible says, except these days are shortened, there shall be no flesh saved. Now, this is a poor man's E-bomb. It's electromagnetic. And it is an astoundingly simple weapon. It consists of an explosive packed tube placed inside a slightly larger copper coil, And the instant before the chemical explosive is detonated, the coil is energized by a bank of capacitors, creating a magnetic field. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our government has already demonstrated with the HARP technology these electrons and what it can do. They can now mind control and other things. This is fantastic what we are getting into. And the military command is now really got this locked up, and yet the information, it is not new. It is something that's been around since 1925, ladies and gentlemen. And could this be the scripture that I'm going to read? The reason I read you that is to cue you into the scripture I'm fixing to give you. Is it possible for electronic magnetic bombs, electromagnetic, to be used in the future to where only man or his mind is destroyed and all the buildings and all the other things are left intact, and that but the Earth's magnetic shield is damaged by these weapons of mass destruction? We think so. We're going to read you here. And verse 18 of the 11th chapter of the book of Revelations, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come. Remember, I gave you the key to the wrath in the 61st chapter of the book of Isaiah, in the prophecy where he closed out in the middle of the sentence, he stopped before he used the word wrath. It's for a future date, and we believe it's getting close. Here it is, that the dead should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward to your servants, the prophets, and to the saints, to them that fear thy name, small and great, and should destroy them that destroy the earth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not science fiction. This is your up-to-the-minute word of Yahweh, which the Bible says every word of Yahweh is pure. Now, if we are in a time of trouble, and there is a diabolical plot to destroy the earth, Satan and his angels will not give up the possession of the earth. He is the god of this world. And he's coming soon to this planet. We believe that. And why do we believe that? He will be received as Jesus Christ himself. He will sit in the temple as we have read before. He will do miracles and signs and wonders insomuch as he would deceive the very elect, if possible. Now, let me assure you, as the scriptures have said, that this darkness will be reserved unto these fallen angels, and we covered in the thousand-year reign that Michael and his angels warred against the dragon and his angels in the heavens. Now, we don't know what planetary system this large battle took place, but we do know that the heavens display signs, especially Mars and the moon and other planets as well, as they are hot marked with craters, and we know that this is not from the breaking up of other planets. We do believe that there was a planet in the system that was destroyed purposely by Yahweh and his angels, and this was the planet of Satan. It was between Mars and Jupiter. It was blown out. And this is what we call the asteroid belt. And they attribute that this asteroids are what is now potmarking the planets with this impact, as they cause huge craters upon these planets from the fallout of the asteroid belt that is now in the universe. Well, we believe, ladies and gentlemen, that it is the effects of war, and that the angels that warred against Satan prevailed, and they brought Satan to a distant planet. Zechariah Sitchin, in his series Chronicles, says that the tablets at Ebab will tell you that Satan and his angels were put on a distant planet called Nibiru. This planet returns every 3,600 years, and it wreaks havoc with our planet, the Earth, here when it comes into our solar system. Well, ladies and gentlemen, keep watching for a planet coming near you. We're in a time of trouble, and when Satan comes back in this time, he will be permitted. Now listen to me. Here is the key. Satan, as we found out in the ninth chapter of the book of Revelation, the chain, the restraining order, will be purposely lifted for a short time, and Satan and his angels will come upon the earth in large numbers. It will be an invasion, peaceful, because they're now setting up the governments, and they have got treaties with our world governments that they are for real. Our government is withholding this knowledge, and they are systematically releasing bit by bit to slowly condition you to accept these intelligent